Welcome to episode 928 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Paul's first missionary journey is a pivotal chapter in the book of Acts. This journey marked the beginning of Paul's extensive missionary work and set the stage for Christianity as a global religion. Paul, still known as Saul at this point, and Barnabas, his companion, began this missionary journey around AD 47 to 48. Home base for them at the time was the church at Antioch, which was becoming a center for Christians who were spreading the gospel beyond Jewish communities. Acts 13 verses 2 to 3 describes how, during a worship service, the Holy Spirit instructed the congregation to set apart Saul and Barnabas for the work to which they had been called. After fasting and praying, the church laid hands on them and sent them off, marking the formal commissioning for their mission. Barnabas is a Jew from the tribe of Levi and hails from Cyprus, where there is a large Jewish community. As a Levite, his background is in a tribe traditionally associated with religious duties in Judaism. He first appears in the book of Acts, selling a field he owned and giving the money to the apostles to support the community. This act of generosity exemplifies his commitment to the Christian community and his leadership qualities. After Paul's dramatic conversion from a persecutor of Christians to a follower of Christ, many in the Christian community are understandably wary of him. Barnabas, however, plays a crucial role in introducing Paul to the apostles in Jerusalem and vouches for the authenticity of his conversion. This endorsement helps Paul gain acceptance among those who once saw him as a threat. Barnabas is instrumental in retrieving Paul from Tarsus to help teach in Antioch, where they spend a year teaching a great number of people and where the disciples are first called Christians. Barnabas's encouraging nature and strong leadership skills complement Paul's theological depth and zealous personality. This makes them an effective missionary team. Both are deeply committed to spreading the message of Jesus and are well-equipped to teach both Jewish and Gentile audiences. Their shared vision for evangelism makes them natural partners. Barnabas's earlier defense of Paul helps build a foundation of trust and mutual respect between them, which is essential for their challenging missionary activities. These two apostles, accompanied by John Mark as their assistant, set sail to Cyprus, Barnabas's homeland. They land at Salamis, where they begin preaching the word of God in the Jewish synagogues across the island. They travel throughout the island, eventually coming to Paphos, where they encounter a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus, also known as Elymas. This sorcerer tries to turn the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, the Roman provincial ruler, away from the faith. Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, rebukes Elymas, striking him temporarily blind. Amazed by what he sees, Sergius Paulus believes, becoming an early convert of distinction as a high-ranking Roman official. From Cyprus, Paul and his companions sail to Perga in Pamphylia, where John Mark leaves them to return to Jerusalem. Paul and Barnabas continue north to Pisidian Antioch, not to be confused with Syrian Antioch, where they start this journey. On the Sabbath, they visit the synagogue, and Paul is invited to speak. He preaches a powerful sermon tracing the history of Israel from Egypt through the reign of Saul and to the coming of Jesus, whom he proclaims as the Savior. While the message is well received and many Jews and God-fearing Gentiles are converted, the local Jewish leaders become jealous and begin to contradict what Paul is saying, ultimately leading to the apostles being expelled from the region. Undeterred, Paul and Barnabas travel to Iconium in the central part of Anatolia, where they preach in the Jewish synagogue, leading to many Jews and Greeks believing. However, they again face opposition, and a plot to mistreat and stone them forces them to flee to the cities of Lystra and Derbe. In Lystra, after Paul heals a man lame from birth, the locals mistake them for gods, calling Paul Hermes and Barnabas Zeus. They even try to offer sacrifices to them, which Paul and Barnabas vehemently reject, stressing that they are mere humans and servants of the one true God. Despite these efforts, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium persuade the crowd to turn on them, and Paul is stoned and left for dead. Miraculously, he survives and leaves with Barnabas to Derbe, where they continue preaching. After making many disciples in Derbe, Paul and Barnabas retrace their steps to Lystra, Iconium, and Pisidian Antioch, strengthening the disciples there and appointing elders in each church, despite the threats against their lives. Their return journey takes them through Pisidia to Pamphylia, where they preach in Perga and then go down to Attalia. From there, they sail back to Antioch in Syria, where they have been commissioned, reporting all God has done through them and how he has opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. This first missionary journey not only significantly expands the geographical reach of Christianity, but also underscores the universality of the Christian message, firmly establishing the church among Gentile communities and setting a pattern for future endeavors. The journey begins as a result of the Holy Spirit's prompting during a time of worship and fasting at Antioch. This underscores the importance of being attentive and responsive to the Spirit's guidance in personal lives and ministry. Churches and individuals are reminded of the need for discernment and openness to divine direction, especially when initiating new ventures or missions. Throughout their journey, Paul and Barnabas encounter significant resistance, from open hostility and jealousy from local Jewish leaders to physical violence, including Paul's stoning at Lystra. Their perseverance demonstrates the commitment required to spread the gospel, encouraging modern believers to remain steadfast in their faith and endeavors despite challenges and opposition. Paul's approach to each city is tailored to its cultural and religious context, starting his preaching in synagogues, then moving to Gentile audiences. This adaptability highlights the importance of cultural sensitivity and flexibility in ministry and evangelism. It serves as a model for engaging with diverse cultures respectfully and effectively, emphasizing the need to communicate the gospel in ways that are culturally relevant and understandable. After their initial evangelistic efforts, Paul and Barnabas revisit the new believers in each city to strengthen and encourage them. They understand that evangelism must be followed by discipleship and community building. This teaches the importance of ongoing mentorship, encouragement, and strengthening of believers to sustain and grow the faith community. Facing rejection and even expulsion from regions, Paul and Barnabas do not become bitter or vengeful, but continue their mission with resilience and grace. This response provides a powerful lesson in dealing with rejection, to continue in obedience to God's call, maintain integrity, and leave the outcome to God. The collaboration between Paul, Barnabas, and initially John Mark illustrates the effectiveness of teamwork in ministry. Although John Mark departs partway, the partnership between Paul and Barnabas is crucial for support and success. This highlights the value of partnership in Christian ministry and the strength that comes from working together towards common goals. Despite severe challenges, including Paul being stoned, the missionaries experience God's protection and provision. These events remind believers of God's ability to protect and sustain his people, even in the most daunting circumstances. The first missionary journey lays the groundwork for future church growth and the spread of Christianity throughout the Roman Empire. This teaches that the impact of faithful work may extend far beyond immediate visible results, encouraging a long-term perspective in ministry efforts. Throughout their journey, Paul and Barnabas consistently redirect glory to God and demonstrate servant leadership, even tearing their garments when mistaken for God's. This exemplifies the humility required in leadership and the constant need to credit God. These lessons from this missionary journey are timeless principles that can guide individual believers and churches in navigating the complexities of faith, ministry, and daily living. They emphasize resilience, humility, and the gospel's transformative power when coupled with faithful and adaptive ministry practices. Father, thank you for the faithful witness and enduring perseverance of Paul and Barnabas during their first missionary journey. As they spread your word across foreign lands, facing both acceptance and adversity, let us draw inspiration from their dedication and courage. Teach us, Lord, to listen to your Spirit and respond with obedience, to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and to always seek the guidance of your wisdom in our actions. Help us to be humble, to work effectively with others, and to remain steadfast in our mission to share your love and truth with all the world. May we, like Paul and Barnabas, be instruments of your peace and bearers of the gospel, transforming hearts and communities through the power of your Holy Spirit. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.